T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN, NFL and college football analyst. You know him from NFL Live. Oh, and longtime NFL quarterback as well. Dan, welcome to the show, bud.
What's going on? Hope you guys are doing well. Dustin's not too soon. It happened 15 years ago.
I know.
So it's actually, it's been a long time, man. It's been a long time.
Well, they jammed me up because I only had 8 tackles in the NFL, so whatever.
And they stole a tackle from
Dan. And NFL.com stole one from me, by the way.
So. The check's cleared. The check's cleared.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll survive.
Dan, I did want to get...
What are you laughing about?
I just love the discourse. That's all.
Okay.
But, and I'm still mad about the tackle thing. However, Dan, how much better should Deshaun Watson be after the 6 games we saw last year and a full quiet offseason?
Significantly. That is the big kind of unknown variable in Cleveland right now. We were actually talking about this on NFL Live the other day. And the two teams that you sit back and you look at their rosters and you go, man, that's a really good roster if the quarterback. And one is Washington and the unknown of what Sam Howell or Jacoby is going to be there, more than likely Sam. And then Cleveland, you know, and does Cleveland get 2020 on the field Deshaun that, you know, led the NFL in completion percentage and passing yards and 33 touchdowns and 7 picks and just played awesome football? You know, I was having a conversation with a coach about this and Deshaun specifically, I think at the combine. And I think one of the big takeaways that you saw on tape last year, and the coach agreed with it, was how non-explosive and sudden he looked, almost how heavy-footed or heavy-legged he looked. And, you know, is that attributed to the offseason and everything that transpired over the course of that 18-month span in Houston and whatnot? Or so, you know, if he's back to looking like the athlete that he was in Houston in 2020 and before and moving around that way, you know, they should be a significant improvement.
If you let me ask you this, Dan, if you had to guess on the future careers of both Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson, who's going to have the better career from this point going forward?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I would guess Lamar.
I agree with you, by the way. I agree with you.
Yeah, my reasoning is this. It's really hard, once that money's fully guaranteed, to keep your edge. Firmly believe that. I think it's human nature to lose your edge slowly. And Lamar right now is sitting there feeling a little bit disrespected, hasn't been rewarded with what he feels he's earned and deserved. And I think that is a benefit for his performance. Now, that might change in a month or two. You could say that Lamar's taken a lot of hits, and that would concern you. But I think because of the finances, I'd sit here and say Lamar.
Dan Orlovsky on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dan, a couple times we've played best fit for Lamar. There's even some discussion about whether it's time, it makes sense for right now for the Ravens to get out of the Lamar business. So let's take the Ravens off the table here. What is the best possible landing spot in terms of Lamar making an impact and being set up to succeed next year?
There's 9 teams. Atlanta, spot for Lamar, given the style of system Arthur Smith, their head coach, runs, the size that they have on the perimeter. Tennessee is a very similar situation. Washington is a very similar situation. There's a lot of places that Lamar can go to and play well. Indy, with Shane Steichen, their head coach, coming off of what he experienced with Jalen Hurts. But we can't, like, we cannot have that conversation without including Baltimore. Have a say, and I've said this for the last like 2 weeks, Baltimore has to get a player that they're comfortable with. So, like, the nine teams in Seattle and Detroit, like, those are the realistic teams, New England as well, realistic ones that could potentially trade for either with draft picks and or capital and or a person to replace Lamar with. One team that both is a good place for Lamar and also realistically has the ability to pull it off, it's probably Houston. I look at it like this, guys. All right, let's fast forward to the NFL draft. And Houston likes one quarterback. They like Bryce Young. They think all the other quarterbacks are okay, right? They think they're okay. They think Bryce Young's the only one who's got a chance to be good. But what happens if Carolina takes Bryce Young? And then you're Houston sitting there at number two going, well, we think C.J. Stroud's okay, and Will, okay, Anthony Richardson, okay, we're not going to draft him. Then Lamar becomes a more realistic option for them. And then Baltimore sits there and goes, well, we love C.J. Stroud. We think he's a superstar. We would take him at two. That's when those situations match for both parts. I just think that there's nine teams that realistically could pull it off. But you got to have a replacement player or pick for Lamar.
Dan, looking to the draft, if I made you the GM of the Carolina Panthers, what is the quarterback you'd be most comfortable with taking at the number one pick?
Most comfortable. That's a good way to put it. I'm taking Bryce Young. I like C.J. Stroud. I think he's going to be a really good pro. Bryce Young has such a unique blend of physical talent, spatial awareness, sudden athleticism, and a quick mind. No quarterback made more throws in muddy pockets or chaotic pockets than Bryce did this year. No quarterback made throws with somebody sitting in their lap more than Bryce Young did this year. No quarterback made something out of nothing more than Bryce Young did this year. I have very little doubt about Bryce Young's ability to play. I understand his frame is what it is. Carolina 9 years ago, or 10 years ago, took Cam Newton with the number one pick. He is the size of a mountain, and injuries became a part of his game. So, Fergal played in the SEC, took those hits. I'm rolling the dice. I understand it's a risk. It's a risk that I'm willing to bet on because I have such confidence in his ability to play.
Dan Orlovsky from ESPN, of course, with us on the hotline. Dan, you look at the New York Jets. It's obviously it's going to happen at some point here, the trade for Aaron Rodgers. How much better does Rodgers make the Jets? Like, are they a legit contender in the AFC East?
Oh, 100%. They're a legit contender in the AFC. And the whole conference. That football team had six games last year that they lost in single digits. Oof. In four of those games, they didn't score a touchdown. They didn't score a touchdown. So even Aaron Rodgers of last year, who had a down year, makes them a 11-12 win team. Reality. With Nathaniel Hackett as the play caller, the offensive skill position talent that they have, and a top-five defense, that's a 12-win team. And I'm a believer that Aaron Rodgers is much more of the player that we saw in 21 than he was in 22. They need competent quarterback play. He can give them that at the bare minimum. That's an AFC championship contending football team if they get Aaron Rodgers of 2020, 2021.
Dan, to bring this back to the Browns, there are a couple high-profile moves. The biggest free agent signing, arguably Dalvin Tomlinson. What did the Browns' offseason do for their standing in the AFC?
I think it solidified some of the flaws of their football team and or roster. You know, Coach Schwartz is a really good defensive mind. I don't think it would surprise anybody listening that I don't know their defensive coordinator last year, but it was a frustrating unit to watch, very frustrating unit to watch. Does their defensive talent need to play better? Of course. Like their young linebackers, they got to play better. The young secondary players got to play better. They need to be way more disciplined. The ball needs to stop going over their head. So I think Coach Schwartz brings that level of detail. I think that level of making sure we don't beat ourselves philosophically. I love the Elijah Moore trade. I do. I think that opposite Amari, he's a shut-in kind of spark plug type of twitchy player. I think it was a settling offseason. It wasn't the splashy one that I think they had a couple years ago. I think it's going to be really about what does Deshaun athletically look like and how much does he settle into this really run-centric, play-action formulated offense that Stefanski likes to run.
And the NFL today announced that players can now wear number 0. We were having a conversation earlier about some of the best numbers in sports and whether or not players should wear single digits. I know you wore, number 7, I think, at UConn, and then I think you wore 6, 7, 8, and 9 in your pro career, if I have that correct.
Yeah.
What do you think about the single digits? Obviously, Coach Prime doesn't like it in college, but in terms of the pros, what do you think?
Now, can anybody wear it? Was the ruling that anybody can wear it, or is it strictly like skill players?
You know what? I should double check that. I know Calvin Ridley is the first player that announced he's going to wear it.
Yeah, I saw Ridley. Ridley's going to look sweet in a 0. It doesn't do much for me, to be honest with you.
All players other than O-line and D-line, sorry.
So here's my thing. Like, as a quarterback, that messes with me because if I see a linebacker wearing a 0, how do I communicate what he is on that given play? Is
Agree.
He a defensive lineman? Is he a stand-up backer? Like, that's going to mess with me a little bit. I would like a number – like, Calvin Ridley, I would love to see Calvin Ridley wear number 1. Now, I think ETN does. It doesn't do a ton for me. I like straight-line numbers more than circular numbers.
Best number in all of sports.
Best number in all sports is number – gosh, I got kids now, so I'm trying to not pick my kids' numbers. my favorite number growing up was number 7. You know, I wore number 7 because of John Elway. That's the best number in all of sports.
All right, Dan, we also we had a pretty a strong moment by Dustin, who had admitted the other day on social media he bought his first CD in forever. When was the last time you bought a CD?
Oh my gosh. Easily high school. So sometime early 2000s for sure. If I was going to roll the dice.
You had to buy a CD in college. MP3s just came out like we were like sophomores.
No, I didn't buy a CD in college. I didn't have any money in college.
That's true. No NIL money.
Yeah, my money in college was spent on like ramen noodles and like Keystone Light or Bud Light or Natty Light or whatever cheap light we could get. The last CD I probably bought was probably like the Marshall Mathers.
It's a good one.
Album. Yeah, that'd probably be the black. Maybe Jay-Z's black album.
Fair enough. There we go.
Dan, great stuff, man. We really appreciate you. Keep killing it, buddy, and thanks again for your time.
Appreciate you guys. Be well. Good to talk.
Thanks, Dan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.